The longtime CFO of the Trump Organization pleaded guilty to 15 felony tax fraud charges in a Manhattan criminal court today. Alan Weisselberg is likely to spend up to 100 days in jail for orchestrating schemes that allowed him and other executives to avoid paying taxes on special perks like luxury cars or apartments. The Trump Organization has also been charged in this case, and Weisselberg, who's been close with the Trump family for years, may be called to testify in a future trial. Let's bring in Ilya Meretz, who covers Trump legal matters for NPR. Hi, Ilya.
Hi, how you doing?
So prosecutors from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office say Weisselberg conspired with the Trump Organization for years to avoid paying taxes. What happened in court today?
Basically, Alan Weisselberg admitted to this scheme, which ran for a decade and a half, to avoid state, federal, and local taxes, basically by paying out benefits to employees, including Alan Weisselberg and also others, through benefits like private school tuition and cars. This was effectively income that was not declared, and it was done, prosecutors say, not only by Alan Weisselberg, but also with the cooperation and support of the Trump Organization. Weisselberg will have to repay $1.9 million just to state and local tax authorities. So today in court, the judge ran Alan Weisselberg through all 15 counts, read them to him. He admitted to each one, and then they sketched out the details of a plea agreement. Basically, in exchange for pleading to all 15 counts, Weisselberg will get 5 months in prison, which will likely be reduced to about 100 days. But he will have to testify about his former employer, the Trump Organization, and its role in the crimes he's already admitted to.
And what could he possibly say about the company? What would you be listening for?
Well, you know, the Manhattan District Attorney went to the Supreme Court twice, had to go to the Supreme Court twice to obtain voluminous Trump financial records. So there's already a very strong paper case that this happened. But what Alan Weisselberg can do for a jury is explain to them exactly how this worked and explain to them the motivation behind it. And so, and you know, they might call up a ledger, say, where Weisselberg's perks and benefits were recorded, and he could actually walk the jury through how the amounts of those perks were later deducted from his pay to the benefit of the Trump Organization. So he could really spell this stuff out pretty clearly. And in fact, he won't be sentenced until after the trial. So there's a strong incentive for Weisselberg to fully cooperate at this trial and show prosecutors that he is telling the jury everything that they want the jury to hear.
He's pled guilty to serious charges involving a lot of money. And considering the fact that some Americans get sentenced to life in prison for stealing, you know, less than $200 worth, 100 days seems light. Is that because he's agreed to testify against the Trump Organization?
I think that's right. My understanding, and I don't think that we have this in writing yet, is that he's likely to be in Rikers Island prison, which is not a pleasant place to be. He turned 75 this month. And in the end, he did spare prosecutors the difficulty and expense of putting on a trial with him. It's going to really simplify the trial for the Trump Organization. So it's true. It does seem light, certainly compared to so many of the other people that probably went through Manhattan criminal court just today.
That's Ilya Meretz, who covers Trump legal matters for NPR. He's also co-host of the podcast We'll Be Wild about the January 6th Capitol attack. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.